Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
The memory of that morning is fresh, and so is the pain. America shares your grief. We pray for your comfort, and we honor your loved ones.
The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
The question of who counts as one of us for purposes of moral concern and the protection of the law is the single most important question that any political community can ask.
Every time the evangelical church is talking to you about how to get your finances in order, how to have a better sex life, what are you missing? What are you not talking about? You're not talking about the gospel. You're not talking about the story of Jesus. You're not talking about sin and grace.
Florida truck drivers love Issues, etc.
Well, it's taken on a religious tone, and there's no doubt about that. There was the flap last week as the nation was observing 9/11 that there ought to be clergy at the official Ground Zero televised event, at least on the dais. Well, there wasn't. There were other events that were held nearby, and of course the clergy were probably in evidence there, but that was pretty much the religious angle for 9/11. Maybe it was a kind of story that pushes the others out of the way. But were there religious angles in the 9/11 observances that were missed by the media? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Thursday afternoon. It's the 15th of September. We're going to be talking with Terry Mattingly of GetReligion.org about some missed 9/11 religion angles. And then Dr. Bill Weinrich will join us tomorrow. The church observes Cyprian of Carthage, a 3rd century bishop and martyr, famous for a few very pithy things he had to say of great truth and scriptural import. We'll see what they are and what his career at a time of great tumult post-persecution was in the 3rd century. Dr. Mike Horton joins us in the last few minutes of the program to go over some recent religious beliefs research published by George Barna in his latest book called Future Cast. Terry Mattingly is a regular guest. He's director of the Washington Journalism Center at the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities. He writes the weekly On Religion column for Scripps Howard News Service, and he's founder and editor of GetReligion.org. Terry, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Glad to be here.
Okay, you're an editor. You have a reporter to send out, and you're going to give him the best 9/11 religion angle on the 10th anniversary. What do you think that should be?
You know, we had a lot of different angles that were explored. The one that got the most controversy wrapped around it, which is not always the same thing as being the best story, but the most controversy got wrapped around this whole issue of why evangelicals and other conservative Christians didn't get invited to take part, you know, in some of the official civic holidays. I mean, the civic celebrations, I should say, not holidays, the civic rights. And that was a very interesting story, but there's one angle of it that I never saw explored, and it left me kind of frustrated. Let's put yourself, for a second, pretend you're Molly Ziegler Hemingway, okay? And you've been, that gets into a contradiction term because Molly can't be ordained. But let's say you're Molly Ziegler Hemingway's Missouri Synod Lutheran pastor. Do you want to be invited to one of those interfaith rites?
You want my answer to that question?
I want your answer.
No. Well, I don't mind being invited, but I'm not going to accept. Not to participate on the dais. I'd be happy to attend.
Yeah. Now tell me why you don't want to be there.
I do not want to give the impression to anyone, inside or outside the church, that by my participation on the dais, I agree with non-Christian religions first and foremost, or that there's more agreement than there actually is between me and other Christian clergy.
Well, one, it's two different questions there. One, you're implying that you have the same approach basically to prayer as these other world religions, or even that you're praying to the same deity or even the same understanding of the deity.
You said it better than I did.
And the fact that that's visually presented. An Eastern Orthodox clergy person would almost certainly, clergyman, I guess I could say clergyman for us, don't you think? A clergyman wouldn't want to be there, a priest or a bishop wouldn't want to be there, for the simple reason that they have to pray in the name of the Christian Trinity, non-edited. I mean, they're not allowed to pray otherwise, which would put them in the same awkward position, right? So this is how this story unfolds. Evangelicals are upset that they're not getting invited to these rites. Yet if you stop and think about it, why do the evangelicals and the charismatics want to be invited to those rites? And Molly has pointed out that that's an incredible story that nobody really stopped to think about. Now, ecumenical rites are different. I mean, ecumenical where you have only Christians there, there are more Christians who can take part in those kinds of rituals, you know, as long as you, as long as you're just making clear that these are community prayers, you're not having a particular liturgy, you're not having a rite, you're all there like at a pro-life rally, and you're all going to pray for the same cause. So you have to draw a distinction here between interfaith and ecumenical. I didn't see any stories that made that point either. Now, here's another one. Why didn't the evangelicals go ahead and hold their own 9/11 celebration and pose it as a national-level event? Which, why do Episcopalians only get to do that sort of thing? What's your answer for that?
I honestly don't know, Terry.
I'll tell you why it is, because the Episcopalians have a building called the National Cathedral. And the Episcopalians in Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway, serve as kind of the de facto civic church. And I don't know if evangelicals have the confidence to find themselves a really large church. I'll go you one further. What if the evangelicals invited the Roman Catholics and you held the evangelical Catholic 9/11 service in the National Basilica, in the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C.? Wouldn't that have been interesting?
Certainly would have been.
Nobody asked any questions about that. I would think at this point Southern Baptist, after years of marching at pro-life rallies with Catholics, shouldn't have any problem at all to get together for a service of testimonies of people who lost loved ones, shared Bible readings, and just some shared litanies of prayer that the audience responds, "Lord, have mercy." That shouldn't create a ruckus among most of the Southern Baptists I know today, let alone the non-denominational Presbyterians, the evangelical Anglicans, the evangelical Presbyterians, the Free Methodists, etc. I bet you'd have a lot of United Methodists show up at that service. So there were all these different angles to the controversy that I never saw. I never saw any exploration beyond evangelicals are mad that they didn't get invited. It was just like it was left right there. One more angle to that story that I was fascinated in. Did you watch any of the Ground Zero rite?
I actually watched quite a bit of it.
Did you notice how much religion came in through the public?
Oh, absolutely, especially in the comments made by the regular citizenry.
Exactly, which means, as controversial as this might sound, I think the ritual at Ground Zero was better from a religious liberty perspective because they didn't invite clergy. And you were just left with the American people, and you didn't get some sort of neutered, false impression of what religion is in this country. But, you know, in other words, they took it away from the Unitarians, so to speak, and handed it back to the citizens. And I actually think from a religious liberty perspective, that was better as a reflection of who we are as a nation.
Well, that, and you also got probably the best live performance of Bridge Over Troubled Waters from Paul Simon ever performed. So,
well, all kinds of things. You could say that what we got there was civic religion, and I'm comfortable with that because the public got to speak. And the flip side of that is this concept in American law that's the equal access laws. And the equal access laws for our public buildings, you might know that there's that huge controversy going on right now about whether evangelicals can rent public schools for use on Sunday morning like other groups. That falls under the umbrella of equal access laws. And there is a principle within the equal access laws that you can't discriminate on the basis of content. You basically have got to let everybody do their thing, or the public institution has to say that no official religious groups of any kind or any nonprofit groups with other content get to have that space. It's all or nothing. And it seems to me that in some way that principle unfolded at the 9/11 dedication rite for the memorial, and it actually worked for all the people who got into such a huff over the fact that religious leaders were not invited to this event, yada, yada. I actually think we ended up with a more balanced and fair event by leaving it up to the citizens. Because if you had gotten the usual dog and pony show of clergy up there, a whole host of very important American religious groups couldn't have taken part due to reasons of doctrine and conviction. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
So, isn't this funny? You and I have now agreed that it was basically a good thing that the clergy got left out. Now, there you go. We have turned the whole situation upside down today for our listeners.
Terry Mattingly is director of the Washington Journalism Center at the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities. He writes the weekly On Religion column for Scripps Howard News Service. He's founder and editor of GetReligion.org. Terry, thanks for being our guest.
Talk to you again soon.
When we come back on this Thursday afternoon, September the 15th, Dr. Bill Weinrich will be our guest from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We'll talk about 3rd century bishop and martyr Cyprian of Carthage, remembered by the church, tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Whether you are just starting or have played your entire life, Oak Brook Golf Club in Edwardsville is your home for golf. Our 27-hole layout, fair prices, and award-winning staff, and ever-improving course conditions make your decision easy. We have always been family-owned at Oak Brook, and golf is our business. Our PGA staff offers leagues, instruction, camps, a senior scramble, and our family special where kids play free. Oak Brook Golf Club, 618-656-5600 or oakbrookgc.com.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11-inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. IssuesETC.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/IssuesETC, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at IssuesETC. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and on Twitter at IssuesETC. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and on Twitter at IssuesETC.